This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. My name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And welcome to another edition of the Toastmasters podcast. Ryan, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic, Beau. Yourself?
Fantastic and full of energy and ready to go. Who are we speaking with?
Well, Beau, we've been talking a lot on the podcast about this upcoming revitalized education program that Toastmasters has been working on for a while now. And our guest today has had a unique opportunity to be involved in the production of some of the materials for that program behind the scenes. He is a distinguished Toastmaster. He is the past district governor for Founders District, and he is none other than Mr. Harry Yan. Harry Yan, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, Harry.
Hi, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you with us. Harry, first tell us, I hear this all the time, and I know what it means, but I'm not sure if all our listeners do. Founders District. What exactly is Founders District?
Sounds official.
Well, Founders District is the only district in Toastmaster that has a letter, which is District F. All the other districts have numbers. And the reason we're called Founders is because Toastmasters was founded in Santa Ana, which is in our district. And so we had the unique distinction of being called Founders District.
You know, it sounds a little bit like the Hunger Games, you know, the capital, and then there's all the districts with the numbers, and all the districts are starving and they don't get food, but the Founders District is the one with all the food and the money. Is that the way it is with Toastmasters,
well,
too?
Well, also, headquarters is located in our district, so.
I think a revolt is coming up.
All roads lead to Rancho Cucamonga. Did I say that right? Rancho Cucamonga? Is that right?
No.
No. That's no. Not right. What is it, Rancho? What is it?
It's in Santa Margarita.
Oh, but there's a Rancho.
Yeah.
Right. They sometimes say Rancho Santa Margarita. But it's located near Mission Viejo, between Orange County and San Diego.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
I know that area. So, Harry, as I mentioned in the intro, you've had a unique role behind the scenes with this revitalized education program. Tell our listeners and tell us what it is that you were involved with.
Well, I was asked to be involved in the shooting of two films, and they were done in Irvine, close to where I live, and I was mainly an extra in the film. One of them, I was involved in a shooting of how a actual Toastmasters club is run, and I was one of the members in the club. And the other one was a panel discussion, and I was in the audience, as one of the audience.
So, Harry, how did you get in character for these parts? Meditation?
Well,
or did you just go
just
with it?
We just be ourselves, because the characters are actually the main characters in the film. And most of these film is to reenact a live experience in a Toastmasters club, and so you just act natural.
So as far as acting goes, it wasn't much of a stretch.
No. You just show your pretty face.
There you go. So yeah, you're right there in the heart of it in California. That's where Toastmasters is, world headquarters is located, but you've got Hollywood, LA, you've got Culver City and all the filmmaking studios and such there. But you said you were in Irvine. What was the actual facility that you were at? Was it like a sound stage? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it was actually a very professional stage where they had all the equipments for shooting a film. They had the experts with camera, lighting, makeup, and it's a private movie studio, basically, to shoot small or short films.
Now, Harry, did you get to send a list ahead of time to Toastmasters about your requirements? Like, you needed wheatgrass there for you. you needed a limousine, and it had to be, the interior had to be set to 72 degrees exactly.
Warm towels.
No, but they provided a very nice breakfast, and we had a nice time there. So that was made it a lot of fun.
Okay,
cool, good. So, Harry, you were playing the role of an extra, as you said, which wasn't really acting because you were just being yourself. But
yes.
The folks who were, quote, starring in the film that was being produced, they were not Toastmasters members. Is that right? They were actors?
Yes. They were actually interviewed at Toastmasters headquarters before they got the job. So I noticed most of them are not Toastmaster members. I think a few of them may have been. I can't remember. It's been a little while ago. But yeah, in general, they were not Toastmaster members.
Right. Okay. And how did you think that the whole production came off in terms of simulating, let's say for the first film you were in, the one that shows how a club is run, how well did it simulate an actual club meeting? Did you feel that it was came off as authentic?
Yeah, I thought it was very authentic because the script was well written, and it was written by someone from headquarters that is very familiar with the Toastmasters program. So the actors just used their skills to reenact the Toastmasters through the script. And of course, you had the director directing them. And you get some feedback from people who are extras like me there who are Toastmaster members. So if something was didn't look right, they did ask in between shoots, did this look okay? And so they were getting pretty good feedback. So I think they did a great job of reenacting a live Toastmasters club.
Nice.
Do you know, Harry, how exactly the videos are going to be used in the Revitalized Education program? Are they part of a particular module on one of the learning paths? Do you know how it's
going to... I don't know in detail how it's going to be used, but I believe it's going to be available on the Toastmaster website for anyone to look at, and it would be part of the Revitalized Educational Program technological resources. And just like your podcast is also on the website available for anyone to view, I believe these videos will also be available. And maybe it will be organized in a way so that people can choose the resources that is most relevant to them or what they're most interested in. So if you're interested in maybe seeing how a live Toastmaster club operates, you can go to one film, or if you want to know how a interview is conducted, you go to another one. So I think they'll probably be categorized in a way so they'll be easy to locate.
And probably for members and prospects as well, because it sounds like there's two different categories of videos.
Yes. Well, the Toastmaster website is available to non-members as well. So perhaps by word of mouth or by just, you know, using the Google search engine, people will get to these resources and get excited about Toastmasters.
Yeah.
You know, Toastmaster really does not advertise its program in commercials or, you know, anything. So this would be a great way to publicize the program to people. Yeah, I'm very surprised that there are so many people that I meet that still are not familiar with what Toastmaster is all about. And I think this Revitalized Educational Program, having the resources available, will make this more known to people that really need this skill to enhance their educational growth and as well as their occupational growth.
Mm. So, Harry, how long are these videos? Like, for example, the club video that shows the club and how it works, is it like a short 5-minute video or is it like a full 40-50 minute video?
I don't really know because they basically take the clips, all the shooting, and then they're going to edit it.
Sure.
And so I would guess it would be about maybe 15 minutes to half an hour at the most.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just thinking back to the first Toastmasters meeting I attended and how beforehand I was on the Toastmasters website and reading about what to expect at a meeting. Seeing there's going to be this part called Table Topics, and there are going to be speakers and evaluators and whatnot. And that gave me a pretty good idea of what to expect, but I could really see how being able to watch a short video would even more prepare someone walking in to a meeting.
Well, the video would be kind of like a virtual visitation to a Toastmasters club, and what the focus would be is what are the various major segments of the Toastmaster meeting. For example, you have the prepare speeches, then you have the evaluation, and you have also a session for table topics, which is impromptu speaking skills. And so they'll be able to see how every club will incorporate these major segments of a Toastmasters meeting, and they will be able to see how through these, I guess, through these main segments, how people will learn, how they learn through experiential learning, how they learn through evaluation from their peer, how they learn from being mentored. So those are the key components in which Toastmasters, I believe, is trying to publicize and let people know that this is how you will learn when you come to a Toastmasters club.
We've talked a lot about the how a club meeting is run video, but we haven't talked as much about the panel discussion video that you mentioned. What was that one all about?
The panel discussion is not something that we do often in a Toastmasters club, but maybe more often in a conference or in an officer training. So this is something outside of the club level, and it just shows how the panels respond to the moderator's questions and how audiences may be able to ask questions of the panel. And so it also emphasizes the panelists' skills in responding to the questions and responding as direct as possible and answering the question.
Okay, so this wasn't a panel discussion about a particular topic per se. It was a simulation of a panel discussion.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. What did you find to be the benefits of being involved with this project?
I think this project gave me a better understanding of what Toastmasters International is doing in producing the resources that will be available. And just being a part of this helps me to better understand it, and the better understanding will help me to promote this also, because a lot of people are still wondering what this is all about, and they only read about it on the website, but here I got some really hands-on learning and some experiential learning.
Yeah, I can imagine being a part of that. We've been hearing about the Revitalized Education Program for a while now and really looking forward to it. And being able to see some of what's actually happening behind the scenes, I can imagine that gives you a little boost of excitement, especially when you see the level of professionalism that apparently went into producing these videos, with hiring professional actors and a soundstage and a whole production crew and everything.
And getting good quality extras.
That's right. Yes. Fantastic extras like Harry here. Any surprises in the experience, Harry?
I guess my surprise was that I was expecting this to be more than one day, but all of this was done all in one day was a kind of a surprise, and just to see how much coordination is required in filming. I've not been in a filming studio before, so that was very interesting to me. I did a little bit of movie making myself with home videos using Sony, movie studios, and this gave me a good comparison what a real movie studio producer does, and so that was very interesting to me.
Right, and presumably these are just two of the two videos you were in are not the whole shebang, but these are just two.
No, I believe they have a lot more, and I'm not aware of what the other subjects are, but
yeah.
I imagine they're going to be just as good.
Right. Cool. What are you most excited about in terms of the Revitalized Education Program, besides, of course, all the fan mail that you'll be receiving once your face is all over the internet?
Well, I think I'm most excited about how this is going to actually attract more young people to the Toastmasters program. You know, one of the things that we've always been concerned about is is Toastmaster reaching out to the younger people? And it seemed like many of the clubs have older people in it. And so I think reaching out to the younger people through giving them more resources online and giving them things that they can access off of their smartphone and will bring in the young people and really help Toastmasters to bring in more members. And, you know, what I do, one of the things I do right now is I teach public speaking to elementary students and also high school and middle school. And I see a lot of parents ask, you know, is there a Toastmaster program for younger people? And there aren't any for people under 18. So I think reaching out to the young people will make Toastmasters, make Toastmaster program continue on and bring in greater audiences.
Huh. What about the youth leadership programs that Toastmasters offers?
Yeah. Those are things that are sponsored by other clubs. And from my own experience, there aren't too many clubs that are sponsoring them because it takes away from their time with the club. Hmm. And so it's whoever has the interest. So a lot of people have to go out to, enrichment programs like the ones that I teach in, and they pay hundreds of dollars for their kids to learn public speaking, and they don't get advantage of the Toastmasters program. So I'm hopefully that we will be able to have more facilities available for people even younger than, in the elementary school age. But I think the program, the Revitalize program, will actually bring in people who grew up with using computers and using technology, and this will make it more relevant to them and make it easier for them to access. Because those are the people that, you know, tend to be on their smartphone all the time, you know, texting and they don't go to a Toastmaster meeting and get in front of live people and speak, you know. They're not used to that, and maybe they don't want to do that. So I think giving them a firsthand look at how a Toastmaster run, and let them know that in a Toastmasters club you're having fun. Also, it's not just learning; it's meeting people, creating bonds, and really having a good time. In addition to learning something that will benefit you in the long run, that will bring them in.
I think that's a great point. Very good. Well, Harry, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to share with us today about your experience. We're looking forward to seeing your debut in the videos, but I don't know about you, Bo. I'm even more excited about receiving my invitation to the Golden Globes once Harry makes his debut there.
I hope so. Harry, if people want your autograph, how can they get that?
They can just email me, and I'll be glad to do it.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, thank you so much, Harry. I know you have a Toastmasters meeting to get to, incidentally, so we don't want to delay you any further for that. So thanks for taking the time to share with us and with our listeners today.
Sure, it was a pleasure.
All right, thank you, Harry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.